Ladies and gentlemen, what I'd like to discuss with you tonight, ever so briefly, is a topic about Kibbur Ava'im. Basically, Kibbur Ava'im is a very important mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that those of us who are still fortunate to have parents obviously try to fulfill to the best of our ability. Those of us who might no longer have parents, that doesn't mean that we are exempt from Kibbur Ava'im, as we'll discuss. Kibbur Ava'im is one of these ongoing mitzvos. And the question that, when it comes to Kibbur Ava'im, the most basic question that we talk about all the way since grade school is, what is Kibbur Ava'im? Is Kibbur Ava'im a mitzvah bein Adam l'chaveiro, or is Kibbur Ava'im a mitzvah bein Adam l'makom? And I'm sure you're thinking back there, and you're saying, Rabbi, what are you smoking? What do you mean, mitzvah bein Adam l'chaveiro, mitzvah bein Adam l'makom, ki I honor, like, my parents? How is that a mitzvah between me and God? Right? If I'm honoring my parents. So, of course, on a certain level, every mitzvah is a mitzvah bein Adam l'makom. Right? I do everything because God said to do it. But there is reason to argue that Kibbur Ava'im is, in fact, a mitzvah bein Adam l'makom. And we learned in grade school that there are 10 commandments, no? The first 5 are on... Oh, we don't have a local, so maybe we should give the shir upstairs. First 5 are on one of the tablets, next 5 are on the next tablet, right? That's the tradition. Now, first 5 are... Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I give you the psukim. I am your God. That is Bein Adam La Makom. The fact that there is a God. Don't worship idols. Bein Adam La Makom. So far, so good. Next, don't take God's name in vain. Bein Adam La Makom. Keep the holy Sabbath. Bein Adam La Makom. Keep it up and aim. Kibbur Ava'im is also a mitzvah bein Adam l'makom. No? The simple reading of the psukim you go through is that if there are 5 and 5, so Kibbur Ava'im is number 5 from the first group. That means Kibbur Ava'im is a mitzvah bein Adam l'makom. Correct? Now, this seems to rub us a little bit funnily, if there is such a word. But the idea over here might be that the reason I honor parents is that God wants us to develop internally a sense of respect and honor for higher entities. There is a concept, actually Sholem Carmi wrote about this in one of the Issues of Tradition very beautifully, that Sholem Carmi said that one of the unfortunate things in yeshivos today is that you learn about something called bittul. Bittul is the idea that yeshiva guys, and probably yeshiva girls also do this sometimes, they walk on, who's he? What's that? That's not impressive. Right? They know how to, like, you know, with the back of your hand. You do like a little flicking motion. And you can, like, dismiss everything. Right? Israelis are great at it. Right? So, the fact is, Sholem Carmi wrote this article about how he is disappointed that in some yeshivas now they take a stance that students should not watch professional sports. And the feeling is that professional sports is like bittul Torah, you know, you could be studying and shakung all day, why watch sports? And Sholem Carmi's argument is that, you know, there's a value in watching sports. Because when I see an athlete who really makes it and really does something very well, that creates a sense of chashivos, a sense that this is important. Something I can't be mavato Michael Jordan. But you're going to say he didn't know how to play basketball? Who bist du? Like,
but then couldn't he say...
So anything... Again, obviously, I think what Michael Jordan does is probably more accessible to the average layman than what Albert Einstein did. But the fact is, there is a value to respect things. Respect is important. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to develop this attitude within us. And God says, you know what? It's hard to respect God because God is distant. God is far away. God is this intangible entity. We don't know what God looks like. We don't know anything about God per se. We only know what God isn't. Right? So, therefore, God says, I want you to respect parents. Because by respecting parents and developing this attitude of respect, you will come to respect the Kadosh Baruch Hu also. And therefore, ultimately, the mitzvah kibud av v'eim is a mitzvah bein adam lamakom, which is how it appears in the Aseres HaDibros. Now, this idea that kibud av v'eim is a mitzvah bein adam lamakom is probably alluded to in the Ramban, but stated more clearly in the Kli Yakar. Let's learn the Ramban and the Kli Yakar together. Kabbalis avicha v'simecha zok the Ramban. Hishlim, hinei hishlim, komash anu chayavim b'divrei habori ba'atma b'chvodo. With this we complete all that we are obligated to God, God's essence. V'chazar netzavos osonu b'nyanei hanivraim. First, we say what we're obligated towards God, right? There is a God, don't worship idols, etc. And then we talk about the obligations to creations. V'hishchom en ha'av, shehu letoldosav ke'inyan borei mishtatef bitzira. A parent is on a certain level like a creator. I mean, that's true, no? Parents are creators. And just like I honor, right? I honor a parent, that means that I am developing a sense of respect for a creator. So also, that will carry over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where the Ramban says it. Now, within the psukim, you might be able to get a sense that this idea is correct also. Many of the dibros, the last five, doesn't give us any sense of reward, no? Lo tirtzach, don't kill. What's the reward? You won't be dead, that's the reward, right? Lo tinaf, lo tignov. There's no rewards given. Kabedes avicha ve'esimecha lema'an yarichun yomecha. You're going to have a long life. The Torah tells me the reward. Now, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell me the reward by kibud av v'eim? The answer might be because when it comes to mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveiro, the reward is the mitzvah itself. The reward is that society operates. Kibud av v'eim, though, as a mitzvah ben adam l'makom, I have to give you the reward of l'man yarichun yomecha. Right? Because it's not about, right, honoring the parents because they're my parents, but it's about something bigger, etc. That's what the Ramban says. Again, I'm reading a little bit into the Ramban, but I think that's what the Ramban says. Kli Yakar, Rebbe Ephraim of Lunshitz, no? He was a Darshan. He gave long drushas, apparently. Some of the Kli Yakar is really long, and people would listen. There was a time, like, you know, the Lincoln-Douglas debates, that people actually listened to rabbis. Well, maybe not. At least politicians. Sorry, Charlie. But there was a time that people used to listen to politicians. Right? So the fact is, the Kli Yakar argues that Kabed es avicha v'esimecha v'mitzvah zu chasam chamesh dibros rishonos hamedam kaved hamakom baruchu. Ki mitam ze nema bekulam Hashem lokecha lo hiskir Hashem b'chol chamesh dibros hachronos. The Kli Yakar adds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God is mentioned in the first five. God is not mentioned anywhere in the last five. Where is God's name in the last five dibros? Nowhere. Lo tirtzach, lo tinaf, lo tignov. No God. Right? And in the first five, God is there. Right? Kibud av v'eim. Even though it is bein adam l'chaveiro, to a certain extent, you can't deny it. Mikol makom mitzvah zu nogas gam b'kavod hamakom baruch hu lefi shesholosh shutzim ba'adam kadosh baruch hu other v'imo. Says the Kli Yakar, there are three partners in every human being: God, father, and mother. And if you honor your parents because you're created from them, you also honor God as well. So the Kli Yakar is really saying this idea that fundamentally kibud av v'eim strives to attain a bein adam l'makom ideal. Okay, so far so good. I think the 18th century. Fairly recently, yeah. Again, the chum, just because someone makes it in mikros gedolos chumashim doesn't necessarily mean that they are particularly old. Now, as opposed to the Ramban and the Kli Yakar, who are assuming the Kibbut Ava'im is a bin adam lamakom also, Maimonides takes a different approach. Okay, we could see this in the Rambam in two places, but let's read the Rambam in the Perish HaMishnah here in Peya. Right, we all know the first Mishnah in Peya. Eilu dvarim, shadam achel perosei olam hazeh, ken kayyos olam haba. Ve'elu heim, kibura ve'em, gemilas chasadim, etc. Right, we say it by davening. Beautiful. There's actually different girsos in the Mishnah. Now, according to one girsa in the Mishnah, it's not havas shalom bein adam lachaveiro, but the Mishnah is being about havas shalom bein adam l'ishto. There's one text in the Mishnah that, right? Huh? That's right. That's true. So the Rambam tells us in the Perish HaMishnah that the Perish Sehen, that, by the way, word for the wise, Perish HaMishnah is written in Arabic. The translations of Perish HaMishnah are notoriously bad. The worst one is the Ibn Tibbon translation, which is found in the back of the standard Gemaras. Rav Kafich did his own translation from Judeo-Arabic. The problem with Rav Kafich's translation is he decided to not use the best text available of the Rambam. He used an old version of Judeo-Arabic Rambam that he inherited from his grandfather. He said, if I got from my grandfather, it's got to be good. It's not the best text. He didn't use the best text. So now there is a version that's coming out in Malay Adumim that is a translation of the Perish HaMishnah from the Arabic, from the Judeo-Arabic. Judeo-Arabic is basically like Yiddish, no? But for people from Arab countries. So Judeo-Arabic translation into Hebrew is coming out in Yeshivat Malay Adumim. It's actually a very, very fine work. So the Rambam writes, when we speak about Ochel peroseim keren kayemes. So the Rambam tells us, first line towards the end of the line. Kol hamitzos nechlakos chalukah rishona mishnayim. All mitzos can be divided up into two groups. Chelak b'mitzos hamyuchados la'adam ba'atzmo beino ubein Hashem. Some mitzos are those mitzvos that are between me and God. Kigon, tzitzis, tefillin, Shabbos, and avodah zarah. Those are mitzos bein adam la'makom. V'chelak b'mitzos hatzluyos b'tikinus yachasei b'nei adam ze'im ze'. Another group of mitzvos are those mitzvos that are about fixing the relationships that people have with one with the other. Kigon ha'azhara al geneiva, ona'a, sina, right? Don't steal. Don't steal is because that fixes a relationship with people. Ona'a, don't overcharge. Sina, don't hate people. Okay, got it. Don't hate people. Nitira, don't take revenge, no? I'm not going to lend you my hatchet, right? Or, no, I will lend you my hatchet, even though you didn't lend me yours, but I'm going to get back at you. V'hatzivoy lehel zeh, v'shalo nirame zeh, and that we should love each other and not trick each other. And v'shalo yamor echad mimena nezek sheni, not damaging people. U'lechabed ha'horim v'chachamim sheheim avos hakol. And to honor parents, and to honor chachamim, who are the fathers of everybody. Now what's interesting in the Rambam is the Rambam puts kibbut ava'im, honoring parents, together with all the mitzvahs bein adam l'chaveiro. Now what's also interesting, by the way, is if you think about it, it seems that the categorization of mitzvahs between bein adam l'chaveiros and bein adam l'makoms is an overlapping category with the category of mitzvahs sichlios and mitzvahs shimios. Some Rishonim speak about certain mitzvos which are sichlios. Sichlios means that we can intuit them. They are logical. Other mitzvos are shimios. Shimios means I only know this mitzvah because God told me to do so. Right? There's no real logical reason not to have shatnez. It's mitzvos shimios. Right? As opposed to other mitzvos which are mitzvos sichlios. Now, every mitzvah being adam lachaveiro, I think, is really a mitzvah sichlus. Can you think of a single mitzvah ben adam lachaveiro that is not logical? Mitzvah ben adam lachaveiro. Why should I not steal from you? I'll tell you why not. Because it makes sense. Mitzvah sichlios seem to be the same as ben adam lachaveiros. You ever thought about that?
Divorce.
What?
Divorce.
Divorce. Is divorce... I don't know if the ritual to divorce someone, the fact that a husband has to write a get, I don't know if that's a mitzvah ben adam lachaveiro. It's that God sets up a system that you have to do certain...
It's to regulate
society.
Relationship in order.
The rules of divorce, right? The Yerushalmi discusses, for non-Jews, there's a halakhic category of marriage. How do non-Jews get divorced? So Yerushalmi discusses, may they get divorced, b'divor ba'alma. I think in the hadith of... they change, right? Is this one... the question with Islamic law is that you have to figure out which Quranic revelation was later and which one was earlier. The later Quranic revelation always supersedes the earlier Quranic revelation. And the problem is that the Quran is written in this retarded, pardon me, order that it starts with the biggest surah and moves to the smallest surah. Right? A surah is a chapter in the Quran. Now, why they did this, I don't know. But then again, they say, Mefreknish Kankashas from Muhammad, he was illiterate, and that's why he wrote such a great book. That's their logic. Can anyone explain this to me?
Nobody can. They claim it as a miracle, but it's...
It is... Again, I'm not trying to be like... I don't think I'm saying anything racist. This is what they believe.
It's not a race.
You don't have to be...
It's an ideology.
So now,
how about the Cohen can marry Arusha?
Is that Ben Adam Machaveh or Ben Adam Lamakom? I would assume that was a Ben Adam Lamakom's, no?
I can't marry Arusha, it's civil war, right?
But again, Ben Adam Machaveh, Ben Adam Lamakom, Ben Adam Machaveh, Ben Adam Lamakom is interpersonal mitzvahs. I mean, first of all, in the whole list that the Rambam gives of interpersonal mitzvahs, all these interpersonal mitzvahs are be a nice guy. Basically.
So, the categories as those that establish a structured society and those that aren't as intuitive.
Right.
Then, if you're the example of who a Cohen can or cannot marry, is you are creating
a structured society. But I don't know if that's really. I don't know if it's really a Ben Adam Lachaveiro still.
It's not really.
I'm not sure.
No,
in other words... It's a potential place where the two categories don't overlap. I got that. I understand what you're trying to do. But I'll say it like this, okay? I'll clarify my terms. By and large, mitzvos Ben Adam Lachaveiro are mitzvos sichlios. Okay? This makes sense, correct?
Is there enough community discussion whether...
It's just conceptual, but will be relevant as we. This point, I don't think this point will be relevant as we move on. It's just this conceptually, like what's going on in my own mind. Fine. Now.
I mean, the whole discussion tonight. Does it have a practical level?
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. We'll get there. So now, what we have shown so far is that for the Rambam, Kibbut Avim is Ben Adam Lachaveiro. For the Ramban, it's Ben Adam Lamakom. Now that means, obviously, that the Rambam might have not had a Ten Commandments in his show that have five and five. No? The breakdown is not the same as they teach you in grade school. Okay, so far so good. Comes along the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch has the following idea. The mitzvah of Kibbut Avim, he writes, it's mitzvah sasehu kechol mitzvah shebetorah le'inyan tshuva, the tshuva mechaper. Right? There is a halacha of tshuva. We know tshuva. And Zakti Minchas Chinuch, that the mitzvah kibud av v'eim is like a mitzvah, all mitzvahs in Torah, that tshuva can atone for it. By the way, one of the things that people often feel terribly guilty about after a parent passes away is that they didn't fulfill kibud av v'eim properly. But, like we'll be speaking about, it doesn't end. There's a halacha mechabdo b'chaya, mechabdo b'moso, that there is kibud av v'eim after a parent passes away also, and you can continue. You can continue to be mechabed. Some of the saddest things are situations when families like largely break apart and someone is estranged, and it's very, very painful. So there's a concept of tshuva on kibud av v'eim also. That's what the Minchas Chinuch begins. Mikol makom, ani mesupak, lefi hamavur b'Rambam hilchos tshuva b'shas. Says the Minchas Chinuch, I have a suffix, based on what it says in the Rambam and in the Gemara, that averos ben adam lechavero tshuva doesn't help, and Yom Kippur doesn't help. Ad shiras es chavero. Im kein b'mitzvah zu shal kibur, du nosaf, de gzeres hakosafu, du nosaf al kibur ko adam, du ba adam acher, ein Israel al tzaro, v'kam mitzvah lechabdo, im lo kibdo, efshad dihi rak mitzvah hamakom baruchu, v'lo ben adam lechavero. Du adam lechavero, ein oel b'mashu shav lo kol adam. So Minchas Chinuch is saying like a whole mouthful here. He says like this. First of all, he has a question. How do you do tshuva for kibud av v'eim? The halacha is that mitzvah bein adam l'chaveira, I only do tshuva when I ask for mechila. Mitzvah bein adam l'makom, I do tshuva by saying, Usham ni bugad ni guzal ni. That's how you do tshuva on bein adam l'makom. Do you have to ask your parents mechila for not honoring them properly? Is it a mitzvah bein adam l'chaveira? Or do I say no? Maybe not. Maybe it's a bein adam l'makom, and as such, the tshuva that you do doesn't involve asking for mechila. The tshuva that you do involves, right, involves between you and God and feeling remorse and feeling terrible, etc. Maybe that's the idea. Then the Minchas Chinuch adds a wrinkle. He says that he thinks that mitzvos bein adam l'chaveiro have to be clear across the board, shovel a kol. I have to be equal for everybody. You can't have a mitzvah bein adam l'chaveiro where there are gradations. It applies to this person, not to that person, and not to the person underneath it. Says the so.
Huh? On the pasuk he just said, it continues that you will fear the Lord thy God.
Correct. In other words, standing up for elderly people.
It's targeting just for elderly people.
The object that I stand up for is only an elderly person. But ultimately what I am doing by doing so is being adam lamakom. I am, like we spoke about before, I'm creating a sense of reverence, a sense of honor for senior people, and that carries over to Hashem. It's possible. But so it could be it's bein adam l'makom, not bein adam l'chaveiro. The Minchas Chinuch wants to say that maybe when it comes to mitzvos bein adam l'chaveiro, they only apply when they are clear across the board. And therefore, and he writes, the bein adam l'chaveiro, three lines in the bottom of this Minchas Chinuch, the bein adam l'chaveiro, eino ela b'meshu shava l'chol adam. Avokan hu rak b'aviv v'imo. Bein adam l'chaveiros have to apply to everybody. But over here, you only honor your parents. Right? You don't honor everybody. Right? For everybody else, as a Minchas Chinuch, I have a prohibition not to insult, not to hurt, not to demean. To honor. I don't have to honor him. Right? That's what he says. It's not, it doesn't sound so nice. That's what Minchas Chinuch is saying. So,
That doesn't mean you can disrespect him the way.
No, I'm not allowed to disrespect, but I don't have to give. I don't have to put up on the pedestal. I don't have to elevate and respect. Parents, you have to elevate and respect. Says the Minchas Chinuch, the fact that it's not shavah l'kol, the fact that it's not equal to everybody, seems to imply that the mitzvah is bein adam l'makom, not bein adam l'chaveiro. That's what Minchas Chinuch says. Now, when I read this Minchas Chinuch, I was bothered by it. Maybe someone has an answer to my question. I don't. He's saying that a mitzvah bein adam l'chaveiro has to be equal to all people. The mitzvah of tzedakah, is it bein adam l'chaveiro, bein adam l'makom? It's bein adam l'chaveiro, presumably, right? but it's only for poor people. And for poor, and we spoke about in the mitzvah tzedakah, the Gra has his famous vart on the pasuk ki pasoach tiftach hasiyotcha. That the mitzvah tzedakah in the Torah says, open your hand. When I open my hand, I have some fingers that are bigger than other fingers. And the mitzvah tzedakah can't, if I write the same $50 check to everybody, I'm not about tzedakah. Tzedakah means that I assess the situation, and those with greater needs, I give more. Those with less needs, I give less. No? That's a mitzvah tzedakah. So, I'm not exactly sure what the Minchas Chanukah premise is, but the nafgamina that emerges in this conversation, as well as being Adam HaChaver Bein Olam HaKom, or nafgamina number one, might be, how do you do tshuva for lack of kibbutz av aim? Yes?
It draws in the other chavers also have this meaning, that the rabbi and the parent, they open up the arum and then the child as the chivut.
Yeah. They open the arum. I mean, opening the coffin is a New York State law that you have to do to identify the body before the burial. It could be it's in other states also, but that's done in.
I know it's important.
The children asking mechila is part of different communities' levaya procedure. Absolutely, but yeah. The Chavar Kaddish also asks mechila from everybody.
That's why they fast.
They fast it because they maybe didn't do a good job and they didn't act appropriately. Yeah. Now, let's go on. Another possible application of this question, whether it's Beinonu Chavar, Beinonu Mamakom, is how come I do not recite a bracha on Kippur Avim? You ever thought about that question? So there's a truth of the Rashba. In Simin Yud Ches. Tshuva Rashba, Simin Yud Ches is not really the Rashba, it's here by Yosef Ibn Palat. Okay, different guy. Also Orthodox, presumably had a beard. So, the Rashba, his Tshuva, Simin Yud Ches, the Rashba discusses why we don't make brachos on certain mitzvahs, and other mitzvahs we do make a bracha. And the Rashba has an idea that any mitzvah that I can uproot, I can get rid of that mitzvah. So, such a mitzvah does not get a bracha. Meaning, right? Let's say someone says, an interpersonal mitzvah, someone says, I don't want you to give it to me. I don't want it. So I don't have an obligation. The obligation is only if they want it. So therefore, says the Rashba, since the mitzvah can be uprooted, right? The bottom line, the gaminan mina, lemora, the kibbut ava'im, the amida b'fnei rabba, we derive from here when it comes to kibbut ava'im, fearing parents, standing for them, etc. Ho ve'efshel me'akre, lahai asei ditu, shaharav shemacha kvodo kvodo macho. Since you could uproot the mitzvah, so therefore, no bracha. Anytime you could uproot it, no bracha. Now, that idea that I could uproot it seems to be based on the fact called mechila. Right? A parent could say, no, don't stand up for me. No, don't give me the, don't bring me my slippers. Don't give me my cup of coffee in the morning. I have no idea why any parent would ever say, don't bring me a cup of coffee in the morning, but it is possible. It's the best thing ever. Coffee, no? But it is possible for someone to say that. This idea seems to be saying that's mitzvah bein adam l'chaveiro. That seems to be what the Rashba is getting at. And mechila, which is true, which exists by kibbutz ava'im, seems to be based on the fact that kibbutz ava'im is a mitzvah bein adam l'chaveiro. Okay, it's a suggestion. It certainly is possible. There are other ways, however, to answer this question, which might be slightly, I would say, more interesting or razzle-dazzle or fancier, etc. We make brachos only on mitzvahs that we do as Jews. Or whatever the tune is, right? God made us special. God commanded us. Something that the Gansavelt has to do, that means for the non-Ashkenazim among us, the whole world has to do, right? So, There's no bracha because it's not something that makes us special. Right? Asher kitshon v'tzosa means HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us special. Kibud av ha'em. Is it a universal mitzvah? Well, everybody got a father and a mother. Right? You have to, right? There's even Dr. Seuss' book, Are You My Daddy? Right? It has to happen, right? You know you have a daddy. Dr. Seuss knew it. Right? So, the fact is, are you my mother? I totally messed it up. It's terrible. The fact is that kibud av ha'em, perhaps the reason why there's no bracha is because it's a universal mitzvah. It's not one of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, but that might be for technical reasons in the Sugya Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. There are certain mitzvos that don't make it to the list, even though Goyim are obligated. And that Tzedakah, famously, is a mitzvah that Goyim have some obligation in, at least according to Rashi, in that Sugya. There are mitzvos that don't make it to the list that are not part of the list, for detailed reasons.
And as we discussed a few weeks ago, a ger doesn't have a familial relationship with his biological parents.
A ger doesn't have halachical relationship with his biological parents. So that's a very interesting thing. So the ger might be the... But is there still a mitzvah to honor them?
No, he's
attending Kohen Shanola, so they're not his parents. So one could argue, no. On the other hand, right... We'll see in a few minutes that the answer might be yes. So let's go slowly. So one could suggest that the reason why there is no bracha on kibud av ha'em is because kibud av ha'em is fundamentally a universal mitzvah. And as a universal mitzvah, there's no bracha. Now, the Rambam seems to assume this. Turn to the third page. Rambam and Mamrim Hey Yud Aleph. Hager osur l'kaleo ovim pa'akum l'hakosel. A ger is forbidden to curse and to hit his non-Jewish parent. V'lo yivazehu, not to insult him. Kidei shelo yomru bonu mikedusha chamur l'kedusha kala. What are people going to say? Right? We allow a ger to curse, to insult his biological parent? Right? Halachically, it's not his parent. We allow them to insult it? People are going to say, what? You went from a more... heightened state of religion to a lower state of religion. Bonami kedusha chamura, the kedusha kala. We don't want that to happen. Ella, says the Rambam, no higbo mixas kavod. You have to give some degree of honor. Some degree of honor you have to give to the parents, to the biological parents. That's what the Rambam says. Now, that means that the Rambam is saying it might not be the full-fledged kavod, but there's some kavod. If that's the case, one could argue that that's precisely why there's no bracha on kibud av ve'im. However, this Rambam seems to be against a Talmudic source. Says the Gemara in Kedushin, Shalos Rabbi Eliezer, Ad heichan kibud av ve'im. What's the extent of kibud av ve'im? It tells us the story that go and check out what this non-Jew did to his father. They lived in Ashkelon. The non-Jew was named Duma ben Nesina. The rabbis needed stones to put on the ephod, right? And they were 60,000 whatever, others say 80,000 whatevers, and the key to the box is under daddy's head, and daddy is chapping a jib, daddy is sleeping, and Duma ben Nesina doesn't wake up daddy. The next year, God gives Duma ben Nesina reward, and he has a para aduma, etc. And the rabbis come, and they say, you know, we need your para aduma. Right? Beautiful episode, we know the story. And then the Gemara concludes, what's the punchline of this sugya? The punchline is, first of all, Duma ben Nesina exhibited tremendous kibud av ha'em. And he said, right, he wouldn't wake up his father, that's kibud av ha'em. And he only asked for the amount of money for the para aduma that he would have gotten for the stone originally. Amir Reb Chanina, bottom line of the Gemara, Mami she'eino mitzuva va'osakach, mitzuva va'osalach has kama v'kama. Zop the Gemara, if Duma ben Nesina, who is not obligated in kibud av ha'em, Mami she'eino mitzuva, If Dama ben Nesina, who's not obligated kibbut avim, got such tremendous reward for honoring his parent, so we who are obligated kibbut avim, al achas kama v'kama toivu mechupelos amokom aleinu, we should, right? We should certainly get tremendous reward. So the difficulty here is that the Rambam says that non-Jews are obligated in kibbut avim, at least in mixas kibbut, and the Gemara tells me that they are not obligated.
Once he's a Jew, he's
mechuyev in kibbut avim. That's interesting. It's a little bit backwards. Perhaps we could say something like that. I want to say something a little bit different. Rambam is the opinion that kibbut avim is a mitzvah bein adam lachaveiro. Mitzvah bein adam lachaveiro, to maintain the society, to maintain a world, to keep things going, should apply to the non-Jews the same as they apply to Jews. So for the Rambam, kibbut avim should apply to non-Jews. Aye, what does the Gemara mean that Dama ben Nesina, right, wasn't obligated? The answer is that there's a certain time that kibbut avim is not a logical type of thing. Like, imagine the situation, okay? Daddy wakes up from his nap. He says, "Did anything happen?" And the little boy says, "Yeah, Daddy. You know, the people came and they wanted to spend $1 million to get one of your gemstones. And I decided not to give it to them because I didn't want to wake you up." The father presumably went and took a paddle and starts chasing the kid around the street, going around and around and around, no? To clobber him. Right? Isn't that what would happen? Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Like, was fire shaita bistu. You don't wake me up, it's $1 million deal. Idiot.
That's not covered. Right? Not taking my needs into consideration.
So, what's going on? So the answer is, and I think Chacham Avad Yosef, in the introduction to his Sefer on Kibbut Avim, which, again, tonight, because I wasn't home right before this year, I forgot to pull off my shelf and look at, but I'm pretty sure Chacham Avad, in his introduction to Sefer on Kibbut Avim, says, you know what? That's exactly what Dama ben Nesina did. Dama ben Nesina viewed Kibbut Avim as a mitzvah bein adam lamakom, not a mitzvah bein adam lachaveiro. Or Dama ben Nesina viewed kibbut avim as something that's not governed by normal rational laws. And therefore he doesn't wake up his father, even though his father is gonna paddle him. So we say, Dama ben Nesina, that's something you're not obligated to do. Because, stupid. And Zot the Gemara, the reward that Dama ben Nesina earned for this act was, he had a para aduma. Para aduma is the quintessential chok. It's the, right? If there is a mitzvah that we don't understand, so God says, you know what, Dama ben Nesina, I'm going to give you a para aduma as a reward for treating kibbut avim in a, right, chok sort of way. Maybe that's the pshat. So, the basic idea I think that we're trying to get at is as follows. The question whether it's a bein adam lachaver or bein adam lamakom might be relevant for kibbut avim for non-Jews. Rambam, who says it's bein adam lachaver, holds that it is kibbut by non-Jews. Aye, what about the Gemara? Obviously, the Rambam has to interpret the Gemara in a slightly different way. That is the next point that we wanted to get to. Third, final, whatever number point we're up to, there is a discussion in the Rambam. Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Vav, Halach Yud Aleph. The Rambam speaks about how a mamzer has to honor his parents. Even though a mamzer is putter if he hits or curses his parents, unless they do tshuva, says the Rambam, because the halacha is hakan klola, is only ba'usamasa amcha, only if they do actions that good Jews are supposed to do. Still, the Rambam says, a mamza has to have cover for a parent. Then the Rambam writes a very important line. Afilu haya aviv rasha ubal aveiros mechabdo misyarei mimenu. Even if the parent is a rasha and a bal aveiros, right? A rasha means, like, as we know, someone who votes for the other political party in the Israeli elections, right? Even if the parent is, Rachmana Litzlan, someone who's going to vote for Pickett, right? Still, right, says the Rambam, you have to honor the parent, even if it's a Rasha. Hagos Maimoni. Hagos Maimoni is a work that is written on the Rambam, and the attempt was to broaden the Rambam beyond the just Rambam's citation of Gemaras and statements of Chazal, but to bring in statements of the Taisus on the Rambam. In Dr. Soloveitchik's book, in volume 2 of his collected writings, so at the end, he basically argues that Hagos Maimoni is the only work that was ever written to take the Rambam and try to move the Rambam outward. All of the works on the Rambam are basically inward. They focus on the language of the Rambam. All the works in Shulchan Aruch work outward. They give you new cases, new ideas, etc. It doesn't just explain the language. That was a very nice insight, as what Dr. Soloveitchik says. Now, Hagos Maimoni points out that Rambam, you're saying that you have to give kavod to a parent who's in Russia, but I have a problem. The Gemara speaks about that he niach lehenavi and paravatalis misharibis achodav mesuyah. The Gemara asks, the Gemara says that let's say a parent dies and the parent leaves as the Yerusha, a talus or a cow or something, right, comes from Ribbis, so you have to return it. So the Gemara asks, why do you have to return it? It's not Osamai.